Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Quickly out of the huddle. Under center is Clifford. Play action, rolls right, looks in the end zone, fires in the end zone, caught, touchdown, Penn State. Fourth down, about a half yard. Just inside the Maryland 45. Clifford gives it, Singleton right side, first down and more, 40, and there he goes. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Penn State. Nicholas Singleton, 44 yards. Right side, breaking a tackle, Singleton to the 20, 15, to the 10, to the 5, battles to the goal line, touchdown Penn State, a spectacular run by Nicholas Singleton. Good snap, put down, kick is on his way by Pinniger, the kick by Pinniger is gone, he does it again, another 50-yard field goal for Jake Pinniger and a 24-0 Nittany Lion lead. Good snap, put down, kick by Pinniger on its way. The kick by Pinniger is gone. And Penn State puts together a 27-0 opening half. So Pinniger looking for his third field goal of the day, 50 and 46. This one is from 22. Punches at it, fires it up, and good. And Penn State with a 30-0 lead with 8:15 to go in the third. Diamond set near side. Motion by Hemby away from us. Tungavaiola rolls right, steps up, delivers downfield. Knocked away and incomplete. Penn State will take over on downs. Outstanding play downfield for the Nittany Lions by Kalen King. Penn State buries Maryland. They shut them out. The final 30-0 as the Nittany Lions go to 8-2 on the season.
Oh, good afternoon, everybody. It is the Steve Jones Show. Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve will soon be there from the Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, great selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Sales staff there for you, ready for the sale. Not just there for the sale, though. And a service department ready with many awesome technicians to serve you with the diagnostics, the inspections, all the routine maintenance. And they're looking for more, whether you're an entry-level technician, you got experience, or you're just looking for a new job, they'd love to hear from you. Stop by in person, apply online at sunburymotors.com, looking for a quick lane, car light truck service, heavy truck service, body frame and alignment and towing departments. Call Todd at 286-7746. Stop by in person or you can apply online at sunburymotors.com. And, of course, every Monday show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, or go to purdyinsurance.com. Home, auto, life, business, whatever insurance matter you need to protect what matters most to make sure you're covered for what life brings at you, they're ready to go to help you. The true pros at insurance needs, all at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, or at purdyinsurance.com. It is not only a victory Monday, but a shutout victory Monday. That was a fantastic win for the Penn State Nittany Lions on Saturday. I did not see that coming. I expected a good win by a few scores, but I did not expect a shutout and just flat-out domination shutdown attack on that Maryland offense. That's a pretty good Maryland team that the Nittany Lions just shut out on Saturday. They were playing some pretty good football. And the Nittany Lions just fully swarmed them from the opening kick to the end of the game and imposed their will. So you're talking about outscoring opponents 75-14 in the last two games. That's playing good football at the right time for this football team. And what they did on defense to allow only 27 yards of total offense at the half. And the Terps didn't even crack 100 yards for total offense until almost the end of the third quarter. I mean, it was just unbelievable. And what I think was another big takeaway from this game that everybody should be excited about was really the way Penn State dominated on the line of scrimmage, both sides of the ball. Defense, it was obvious. We've seen that this year. But the offensive line, for all the question marks that were there, and even from someone like me who didn't like all the guys rotating in and out, you don't even notice it because of how much cohesion there is now, no matter who's been in there, and all the injuries now that have come up. You don't have Olu Fashanu. You have other guys in there. Derek Shelton, a freshman in there. I mean, that run game was totally unstoppable. And obviously came key on two big fourth down runs by one Nicholas Singleton, who is just a joy to watch. This guy is fun to watch, and he's definitely gotten better as the season's gone on. You can't be any better than that with the run game, the way it was. It was just a really good one, Steve. It really was.
No matter what you were, whether you're playing in bad conditions or you're playing on the road, if you have two elements working for you, you can play games in elements, or you can play games where you're in a hostile environment. That's if you have a running game and a defense. If you have those two elements going for you, it does not matter for the most part what the conditions are. And they had that Saturday. You now have 26 tackles for losses and 13 sacks in the last two games. It's a pretty good combination to have. And also, you know you're in great shape at halftime when you've given up a total of 27 yards and you have scored 27 points. That normally puts you on the pathway to victory. So look, great day. Great day. And went well. They got through it fine. That's a big plus, too. And now you go to Piscataway. And you just got to keep going. Got to keep going. You've been able to, you've now have this thing to 8-2. I think, you know, to see Adisa Isaac play the way he's been playing. Chop Robinson's kicked it up. Zane Durant got his first career sack. Tonight, Dennis Sutton's playing better. Carter played a great game. Carter was fun to watch on Saturday. Talk about speed. My goodness. Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen that kind of speed since the suit hurt the cotton candy area was open.
F-O-U-L-E-D, that spells founder.
And then Singleton and Allen. That offensive line played really well again, and the tight ends have been blocking so well this year, which has made such a difference. Brenton Strange, Theo Johnson, Tyler Warren, what a difference it's made. Their blocking has been something that has been a difference maker. They were okay at it last year. They're much better at it this year. And it makes a difference. Makes a big difference in what we're seeing. I realize you're a little nervous today, so.
You know, I'm good. I'm good. I'm confident in the game tonight, but if for whatever reason the Eagles lay an egg tonight, I'll still be somewhat okay. I'll say that as of now. Of course, I got to see what happens first, but
okay. Okay. That's I just want to see you. Now, I always worry about you. So, yeah, I just, you know. And the game's in Philadelphia, I believe, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And Taylor Heineke's starting a quarterback tonight.
Yep.
As opposed to your guy Wentz.
Yeah, he's still hurt.
Who could have been making his triumphant return
That's
to Philadelphia
correct.
To bury your team. No?
I think it'd be the opposite. I'd be his former team burying him just like in week 3.
The same. I will not see. Maybe I'll see the fourth quarter tonight. Nah, I doubt it. I would doubt I will. I would think that we won't be off the air until 11. Yeah, I might see maybe a little of the fourth quarter. I wouldn't doubt they have it on in the booth in the back. You know, and there'll be a critical replay that I want to see in our game. Like, they go to video review and they're showing, like Jalen Hurts. Like, that's not helping us here. Yeah. It's not helping. All right. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, RV, boat, motorcycle. They'll do everything they can to save you money because, look, they're great at what they do. You get into something like this, you always want to go with the best, like somebody that you know is a pro's pro. That's Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. You're on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The weather is getting cooler and the leaves are changing in central PA. Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. If your current agent is falling short, it's time to give Purdy Insurance a call. We're a local, family-owned independent agency ready to find the right insurance to fit your needs. You can call us at 570-286-5855, stop in our office on Market Street in Sunbury, or head to our website at purdyinsurance.com to find out what we can do for you.
I did 15 push-ups because everybody is held accountable around here. And I had my first unsportsmanlike conduct penalty in 12 years as a head coach. And I was embarrassed by it. So I did my push-ups. Everybody's held accountable. I think they thought I was yelling at the officials, and I wasn't. I was yelling at our players. But either way, I got an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. First one in 12 years.
Do you know what that happened to Bruce Parkhill once? Penn State was playing St. Joe's down at up on Hawk Hill, and Tony Ward and I think maybe I don't know if it's Brian Allen. And Penn State's up by a dozen points, and Penn State's like, "Yo, what are you guys thinking out there? Come on!" And he got teed, and he's looking around like, "I got teed for what?" He says, "You can't talk to us like that." He goes, "I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to them." And like, whoops. That happens. That happens. So, oh well. I've seen it before. So it's like, it's not something I have not seen before. I've seen it before where the officials make a mistake and they hear you yelling about it. All right. I mean, I'll give you one. Micah Shrewsbury in the scrimmage against George Mason was yelling about something, right? And the official comes up and says, "Hey, coach, calm down." He said, "I'm not talking to you." He said, "I've been yelling at him all day." And the official just started laughing. He said, "I've been yelling at him all day." Official started laughing. "Oh, okay, I got it. You're yelling at the players." All right. You know, it was a scrimmage, so it wasn't like one of those, But yeah, I mean, it's, that happens. Not the first time I ever heard of it. So what do we have? Dave Cicchini today. We got Jody Mack today, because I'm sure you want to talk about the Commanders and the Eagles. I mean, great. A thousand things going on. What's the other one we got today?
We got a Neil Rudell today, 4:06.
Okay, Neil. That's good. All right. Then we'll do tomorrow's show, and then Wednesday we'll be in Charleston. Then after the game, it's the 11:30, 1:30, 2:00. After the game, I should be back to the hotel in time to do Thursday's show. And then there's no show Friday, regardless of what time the game starts on Friday. If they win, the game would be at 2:30, would be on at 2. If it doesn't go well, it'd be an earlier game, but I still have to get to the airport, so I've got to get out of there. So I guess that means we'll have the King on Thursday, right?
Correct. We will do the King Thursday.
Yeah. There you go. And the Penn State-Michigan State game, the kickoff of that game, will be a 6-day hold. I've done the rant before, so I'm not going to do it again, okay? I've done the rant 1,000 times, as you know. I'm not going to do it again. It just, I sit back and almost in disbelief at times. Really? But, okay. It doesn't matter to me. It never does matter to me. Only because the Rutgers one mattered to me a little bit. Only because, for example, say the game was put at noon, Matt, on Saturday. Then maybe I could have worked out something Saturday night to fly back instead of Sunday morning. So that's the only one I kind of looked at. I'm like, okay, let's see. Well, it turned out it's 3:30, so that option's out.
I don't get why this game is 3:30. It's Rutgers.
Well, no, but it's all about who's choosing what time. Like Michigan State plays Indiana. That's at noon. It just depends on who picked first and what where the time slots fall. That's all. It has nothing to do with anything else. I just don't know why Michigan State. You know, Michigan and Ohio State are playing at noon already. Everybody knows that. So I don't know why it wasn't easier to make picks this time around. Because that game's already slotted.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, motorcycle, boat, RV, whatever it may be. Bundles. They'll make sure you're fully insured, and they'll make sure they do everything they can to save you money. It is all at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Time to bring in the outstanding Jody McDonald. Jody Mack, how you been?
Very good, Steve. How about yourself, bud?
Doing well. Great to be with you again.
My pleasure. Let's talk Birds going 9-0.
Yeah, how about this? They got Washington coming in tonight. It's been interesting the way the schedule's played out, where they've got a bye week, and then they've got that Thursday game. Now it's a Monday game. It seems like the schedule has fallen in beautifully for this team. What's your thought on that part?
Unless they forgot how to play football during all this downtime. Maybe a little bit too much time off. We'll see. I talked about this today on my Birds 365 show. If you've been tracking Eagles all year, they've been really good in the first half, specifically the second quarter. They're the best second quarter team in the National Football League, and it's not even close. And the offense has come up off the pedal in the second half and let a couple teams get back in the game before they put them away late. Maybe tonight's a little bit different. Maybe they get out a little bit slow, but because of all the rest they have, they're really ready to roar in the second half and end up making this an easy victory in the second half rather than the first.
It's interesting you bring up the second quarter part because every team scripts that first 10 to 15 plays. Usually it's about a dozen to 15. And then the game can get a little bit off the rails once they have to start ad-libbing a little bit. The Eagles are a big second quarter team. That tells me that their coaching staff's got a real handle on what's going on out there because once they get off script, it seems like they're even better.
Specifically on the offensive side, I think Shane Steichen has done a phenomenal job with this football team. Not to take away from Nick Sirianni, who is the CEO of the whole shooting match, but Sirianni's game plans, using Jalen Hurts to do what Jalen Hurts does best, taking advantage of the main weapon they get, A.J. Brown. Goddard gets his catches. They don't have to lean on him. It's more, well, when he's wide open, we'll throw it to him. He'll make a big play for us. Their offense has been as balanced as can be, and I give the play caller a lot of credit for that.
Yeah, no question. And again, you have to have the ability to take advantage of what your player's skill sets happen to be. And I feel like Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts bring a skill set that most teams cannot handle. What is your opinion on the skill set and the ability of people to really not get a handle on what he really can do?
Here's the beauty of it, Steve. Early in the year, yes, Jalen Hurts was running a little too much for everybody's liking. You know he can make a play when he pulls it down. He's not afraid to take a tackle, which will get you those extra yards, but the last thing you want to do is see him get hurt at this time. So the last few weeks, they really haven't called many running plays. On the RPOs, he's been deciding to throw the ball instead of take off with the ball. And, oh, by the way, they continue to move the ball down the field of rack of points. So if you don't have to put Jalen Hurts at risk, that's a better thing, but knowing that you've got in your back pocket if you need it makes it that much easier for Shane Steichen and the entire offense.
No matter where you are or what the weather conditions, if you have defense in a running game, you can handle pretty much anything along the way. What kind of compliment has, in particular, Miles Sanders been to what Hurts does?
Very nice. And Miles is... probably flying under the radar because A.J. Brown is getting as much pub as he is, because Jalen Hurts is a legit MVP candidate. People aren't noticing that Miles is getting the job done. He's got a bunch of touchdowns, which, remember last year, he took a goose egg in that column, which was very surprising, yeah. And no touchdowns for Miles last year. This year, he has been getting into the end zone, making big plays and breaking off double-digit yard gains. I think he's one of the unsung heroes on this team, and that's why the Eagles are sitting at 8-0, because they do have a balanced offense. If Hurts has got to throw it 25 to 30 times, he does. If they can pound Miles, they do. A couple of games this year when other teams have got back into it, like the Detroit game, opening game, Dallas game. Dallas got a couple of second-half touchdowns. When they needed to, they just break out the running game, and they take 8 minutes off the clock and march it slowly down the field and stick it into the end zone. That's a real nice weapon to have when you've got the kind of balance that the Eagles have.
And now let's flip it over to the other part. I mentioned running game and defense. When you look at the defense, I want to start with the secondary. What does it mean to have a guy like Slay in conjunction with the other guys in the secondary, the way they've played in what is a pass-happy league?
Slay's been great, which should come as no surprise to anyone. They paid heavily to get him, and he's lived up to both his cost and his reputation since he's got here. But even more so than him, the additions Howie Roseman made to get James Bradbury, the minute he gets released by the Giants, he jumps in and gets him done on a one-year contract. And I think he's been phenomenal, maybe as good as Slay on the other side. And then the Chauncey Gardner-Johnson addition, late in preseason, doesn't have that much time to get the playbook under wraps and be able to step right in. You wouldn't have known it watching week one, week two. Looks like a guy who's been on the Eagles for a while. So Howie Roseman knew that he had to upgrade in the secondary, picked just the right time to do it on both guys when they became the most available. And both Bradberry and Johnson, Gardner Johnson, have been huge additions to this team.
And Jody, you and I know they've been able to go through a comfortable rotation up front on that defensive line. What has that meant to a fresh team in the fourth quarter? But also, what has it meant to the development of Jordan Davis up front, because they can do it this way?
Yeah, they have gone, at least as per Eagle fans, overly cautious at developing Jordan Davis. They want to see more of Jordan Davis, and of course, we didn't see him last week. We're not going to see him this week or the next 2 weeks because of the injury and the fact that they put him on the IR. And oh, by the way, Damon Pierce looked pretty good running through that Eagle defense without Jordan Davis. That is the one weak spot on the Eagles' defense overall, is the fact that they're not a great tackling team. As a matter of fact, I think they ranked 31st out of 32 teams in the NFL as per Pro Football Focus. And when Jordan Davis comes out of that lineup, you can run the football a little against Eagles. I think the Redskins, the football team, the Commanders, whatever the hell you want to call them, will attempt to do that tonight with James Robinson and try and run the ball against the Eagles. Because you can't pass against the Eagles. You were right on and singing the praises to their secondaries. Been great. They've gotten the pressure. Hassan Reddick has done exactly what he was brought in here to do, put pressure on the quarterback. Yeah, that's the only thing that the Eagles haven't done tremendously so far this year, stop the run.
Disappointed in not the Washington football team anymore, because I was starting to enjoy calling them woofed. But Taylor Heineke's the quarterback now. No Carson Wentz. Does that make any difference in your mind based on how you see Heineke play?
Yes, because I don't think I'll take the under 9 sacks tonight, which is the amount that Carson went down in the Heat game one between these two teams back in September. Taylor Heineke isn't going to make anybody forget Brett Favre. He doesn't have a John Elway arm. He's got a below average arm. But he is a gutsy guy, and he's a leader, and he gets out of the pocket when it collapses on him, unlike Carson Wentz, who just collapses to the ground. I think Heineke's got a chance to do a couple things against the Eagles tonight. I don't think it's going to be as low-scoring a game as some others do. I think that both teams will play into the 20s tonight. Eagles may play into the 30s, but I actually think that the Commanders can score some points, because I think they will run the ball effectively, and Heineke may just make a big player too. Now, he may throw a bad pick in the mix, and the Eagles are the best at picking the football off, so I think it'll be a highlight show, both good and bad, for Taylor Heineke tonight against the Eagles.
But I'm with you, Jody. I think Taylor Heineke is actually, he's not the best quarterback in the league, but he's not the worst either. He's not bad. And I felt the entire time he was actually the best option Washington had, despite the fact that Wentz was starting.
He reminds me of a previous Washington quarterback from just a couple of years ago, Alex Smith. Alex never had the best arm in the NFL. He was never going to wow anybody with his ability to throw a 20-yard out, but he was smart. He was gutsy, and if you gave him a chance and let him hang around until the fourth quarter, he might just stick it in your eye. I think the Eagles will open up enough that they don't have to worry about that, but certainly I give the Commanders a better chance here with Heineke than I did early in the season with Wentz.
Look, this has not affected the Eagles at all. Their offense has rolled against everybody. But it's been a league this year that, for the most part, two high safeties. They're trying to make you go 9 to 13 plays on the drive. They don't want to give up big plays. And to me, I have felt that it has made the NFL seem, and again, the Eagles are the exception, but it looks like a duller league to me. What do you think of this?
I think your evaluation of the league and the way they're trying to keep offenses in check is dead on. You're seeing a lot more zone defense with two deep safeties. If you live and die with 50-yard bombs, then you're not getting your usual value this year. But I'm good with a 9-play drive with a couple of good 10-yard gains. And the good teams like the Eagles, who have varying ways to beat you. A.J. Brown could either try and beat you down the field, or he can beat you coming across the field and break two tackles and get 25 yards. Dallas Goedert in the screen game, tight end screen game, has become a huge part of the Eagle offense. Yeah, it's not exciting. It's not Jalen Hurts flexing his muscles, hefting the ball downfield, but if Goddard breaks two tackles and turns it up the field for 18 yards, that's going to keep those chains moving.
Yeah, see, to me, the Eagles are the fun team to watch. I think they're fun when I watch them. To me, my concern is that like there's a lot of other elements of the league that just aren't fun. The Eagles, to me, are the way they go about their business. There's such a variety. They're not a vanilla team. They spread it out. You don't know what they're going to do next. It may be only an 8-9 yard play, but guess what? I think their approach is fun, and it's fan entertaining fun.
Well, the Vikings and the Bills were pretty fun yesterday. That was the game of the year. No doubt about it. And it was good, even though the Eagle fans had to sit around and watch yesterday, no birds to watch. Yeah, the fact that the Vikings, who the Eagles easily handled at home earlier this year, go into Buffalo and beat the team that everyone says is the best team in football. No, the best team in football is the undefeated team in football. That would be the Philadelphia Eagles.
The best team in football is the only one that's beaten the Vikings. That's
correct.
Their one loss. That's it. It's their only loss, and it wasn't even close.
You got that right.
Jody, you're the best. It's always great talking with you, my friend. Thank you so much for your valuable time today.
My pleasure, Steve. Anytime you need to catch up, just buzz. I'm there for you.
Thanks so much, my friend. Jody McDonald, the great Jody Mack, joining us on the show today. Seems to feel the same way about Carson Wentz that you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he does it with solid analysis. You're just consumed with hate.
I think I may have given you similar analysis with the hate mixed in. I don't deny that.
I mean, at home, when you're talking to your kids about these guys, do you like do they walk out of there and they hate him too?
I don't think so, but they know that you don't want to be like them. How about that?
You mean rich with a deep bank account?
In terms of performance on the field.
With direct deposit?
Well, that's fine.
In the end, it's all about the paper.
That you are correct.
I've tried to tell you that.
Trust me, I know.
By the way, the Virginia Northern Iowa basketball game is canceled for tonight. So they're not going to make it up. There's no word yet on whether Virginia is going to play its football game with Coastal Carolina on Saturday.
Is that home?
It is at home.
Oh.
And you're talking about three UVA players were killed. An ex-player is in custody. And it's just
awful. Tragic.
And by the way, there are two other extremely important people that are also fighting for their lives after this shooting. Three were killed. That's the tragedy. Two others are fighting for their lives, who, by the way, are not football players. I guess they were on a bus?
Yeah, they were on a bus. It was a group of students. It wasn't the football team, per se. They just happened to be on the bus at the time.
Right.
They were on their way back from a off-campus trip at a play in D.C., I believe, is what happened.
Junior wide receiver Lavelle Davis Jr.
Yep.
Of Dorchester, South Carolina. Junior receiver Devin Chandler from Huntersville, North Carolina, and junior defensive end linebacker Deshaun Perry, of Miami. And the shooter was identified as Christopher Darnell Jones Jr. It just is awful beyond words. There is now the other injured students. is junior, one of the injured students is junior running back Mike Hollins. That his son is in stable condition after being shot in the back. The doctor said he's going to recover, Hollins Sr. told the newspaper. They said because of his age and physical condition, he's doing exceptionally well. We would say this no matter, it doesn't matter that they're football players. It turns out in this case that they are. It's awful beyond words. And there really is nothing you can add to it. Nothing. And there's nothing you can say here to make anybody feel better about it. Nothing. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Olenek, another rebound, quickly ahead, 3-on-1. Sexton, blocked by Embiid! 7 blocks tonight! Harris back to Embiid. Joel driving, fading. 57!
You, sir, are my hero!
It's November, right?
You're right. Hey, 59's 59.
It's November, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kate Scott sounding great, by the way.
She has been.
Oh, Kate's always good.
I'm a big love her in Allah.
Big Kate Scott, Allah Abdul Nabi fan right here. I appreciate excellence. It's still November. All right. Sixer fans are all like you guys like every time we turn around, you guys kind of lead the league in grasping at straws. I got to give you credit.
Well, to be honest, we haven't had a whole lot to cheer about, unfortunately, for the Sixers so far. It's been kind of a lackluster start to the year. But luckily, we have the Eagles to distract ourselves with.
Well, fortunately, I mean, that's Harden's lost weight. No, that's not good enough.
Apparently not. He's out for another couple weeks. He's been out for the last month.
Oh, it's load management. I mean, again, if you can get the guy to sit out in November, I think that's great. Yes. Your world is an interesting world. Don't you think?
When it comes to sports, yes. No question.
Yeah. Why is Daddy throwing stuff at the TV, Mommy? Little Luke, when you grow up, you'll be the same. Like father, like son.
They're all in their Eagles gear, ready to go for tonight.
Does Mark have any idea why he's wearing it?
Probably not, but it's okay.
Does Luke have any idea why he's wearing it?
Oh, yeah. He knows the Eagles are 8-0. He knows if they win, they go to 9-0. And he knows we sing the fight song when they score. Oh, yeah. Luke's starting to get it.
You guys sing the fight song when they score?
Of course. That's what you do.
I feel like I'm missing something here. Boy, how I long for a sense of normalcy on this show.